So I've been doing my homework and I've been trying to figure out what the most pressing questions that new moms have about postpartum. And so today's episode, I really wanted to dive deep into my tips that will help moms keep going in their breastfeeding journey when they really feel like they're about to give up. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey mama, welcome to the New Mom Naturopath. Do you find yourself rocking your baby at night Googling, how do I keep my baby alive, or is this normal? Do you find yourself scared and overwhelmed when you're unable to tolerate the constant crying, and instead of enjoying those newborn snuggles, you find yourself crying along with them? Hey, I'm Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I too found the sleepless nights and endless tears of postpartum overwhelming, to say the least. I wanted confidence in my skills as a new mom, to know I wasn't messing things up every single day. I kept telling myself, why is it so much easier for everyone else? But everything changed when I realized that I needed to find the root cause of my anxiety. In this podcast, you'll find quick, tactical, and easy tips to help you adjust to new mom life and reduce the fears that come along with it. I'm here to help you thrive in postpartum. So grab that gigantic water bottle and a snack and listen as you nurse that newborn for what? The third time this hour? Do you feel like it is overwhelming to look at postpartum about all the things that you have to learn, all the feelings you have to understand about yourself, all of the new things you have to know about magically, like how to change a diaper, how to feed a baby, whether it be bottle or breastfeeding or whatever it is, when they sleep, how much they should sleep, what they should be learning every day and how they should be growing? Is this normal? What is their poop color like? I feel like there's a million and a half things to know. And I know that if I had someone to walk me through it during that time frame, I would be so excited. And that's why I want to share with you that I am currently available for a couple of spots of one-on-one coaching with me through postpartum. And if that is something you are interested in joining me in, go ahead and message me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com. I really can't wait. So when I experience struggling with nursing, like it was hard. My son would not latch. It had been 2 weeks. He'd lost weight. I had to pump, try to nurse him, do all these million and a half things during, which is exhausting because you have to clean the parts. By the time you clean the parts, baby's woken up. You just nurse them. You've got to nurse them again. And then he won't latch. So then that's exhausting. I feel like a failure. And then I have to pump, but I also have to feed him this bottle with like things on my boobs. And then like, there's no one else here. And it was overwhelming, to say the least, to try to figure out how to get my baby fed. And I never thought that would be an issue. I was, you know, as I've said before in this podcast, my biggest fear in postpartum was going through clubfoot treatment. I never thought that I would struggle with, you know, the normal parts of being a mom. I thought that was just like, it would click. I'm, you know, everything else clicked. I should just figure this out. And I remember that I went to the pediatrician's office, and it was still in the middle of postpartum blue, just totally postpartum blues. And I could not stop the crying. I started crying and I just couldn't stop it. There wasn't a specific reason. I just felt like a big failure. And the pediatrician was amazing. She didn't really like acknowledge that I was crying, not in a way, because she didn't acknowledge that I was crying because she knew that I was embarrassed by the fact that I was crying. She knew that I was trying to hide it, that I was trying to like pull myself together. So she didn't really do that. But she did try to emphasize that I was a very amazing mother. But that was also the same visit that she handed me samples of formula, because she was like, I know you want to keep this journey. I know you want to keep trying, but there's nothing wrong with giving him some formula. Here's some samples. Let's see if this works out. And that just, it killed me. It was like, I don't even know how to express the amount of like utter failure I felt like, because I couldn't feed my child the way I naturally should have. My supply was there. I had so much supply. I was getting clop ducts. I was like leaking everywhere, and I just couldn't get him to latch. He would just not latch. And it was just so frustrating, and he was so frustrated. I was so frustrated. And then on top of that, in the back of my mind, this was 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks he was born, I knew that at this point he was going to get casted in like days. It was gonna be like 5 days and he was gonna be casted. And so in my mind, I had to figure out this nursing thing in 2 weeks because I had to have moments of just snuggling with him. It was like my first 2 weeks. That was all I was going to get. And that postpartum and snuggles were going to be over. In my mind, that's, you know, was it rational? No. But like in my mind, it was over. And so I know that that's very specific to my story in that, you know, I had this external event that was going to happen that was going to like inhibit my ability to be that I felt like was going to inhibit my ability to be a mom and was going to ruin my whole postpartum. But I think that the feeling of not being able to feed your baby is a very common one, and it's so overwhelming. Like, that just feels like such a not good enough. Like, there's just so much shame and guilt, and I've felt shame before in my past. I've felt guilt before in my past, but there's just something so profound in my body that just, I felt like I wasn't worthy of being his mom, which, if we're being honest, I spent my entire pregnancy feeling like I wasn't worthy of being his mom. I would apologize to him every day. I would like hold my stomach and say, I'm so sorry that this is the world you've been given. And I remember saying that. And so when he got here and I loved him so incredibly much and I cared for him so much and I was so proud of my body for being able to create a supply that was so plentiful, and the fact that I just could not get him to latch was so demoralizing. And I got home from the pediatrician's office that day, and I was like, Kaylin, this is too much for yourself. Like, it's okay. Make him a bottle. Just make him a bottle. Do it. So I went and got filtered water. And I was like, I had the bottle. I opened the powder. And I just held the scoop. And I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I knew it would be helpful. I knew that I could, you know, keep my supply up. I knew that, like, I knew all the tricks of figuring out how to keep my body okay with this. I knew it would supply him with nutrition. I knew it wasn't, like, you know, it's not like it was, you know, breast milk has benefits. There's no doubt about that. But, like, it's still amazing that we have the resource of formula. Like, I wasn't judging anybody else but myself. But me having to make that bottle felt like I couldn't make my kid's feet right. But then you're going to tell me that I couldn't feed him? I couldn't be a mom? Like, I felt like I wasn't a mom. And yes, I could have so much feedback from this episode of you telling me that this is totally out of proportion and there's no way that being a mom is all correlated with being able to nurse my child. But this was also week two after having a baby, so my hormones, you know, were a little cray-cray, and I was at home alone most of the time with a baby, not sleeping, so my thought processes were normal for what I was going through, and I just remember not wanting to give up. And so I closed and I sealed it, and I went to go pump, and I decided, you know what, this is going to be hard, but I'm going to do hard things. And so I kind of wanted to tell you about all the practical things as well as all the emotional things I did to keep going. And I also want to start this off by saying that I made the decision to keep going, but you don't have to. Every decision that you make as a mom is yours and yours alone. And you get to decide how you make that a good thing for your life moving forward. And this was just how I coped with the situation and decided this is what I want. I don't care if it makes me sad. I don't care if it makes me tired. I don't care if I feel like I never get sleep because I'm washing, pumping parts, or I'm feeding my baby a bottle, or I'm running around trying to figure out how to make this work. I didn't care. It was my decision in that moment. And because I took the power to look at the situation, I took control of it. And that's all I want you to do in a situation. And so that's the first thing that I did. I accepted where I was at. I accepted that I needed more help. I accepted that I needed to get more outside an external help firm you know, physical things that were restricting me from being able to nurse my son. And that, in this case, he had a tongue tie that was very severe, and we'd already had it clipped. So I was like, well, let's try this again and see if it, you know, a different method. Let's see if it works. And so, like, I kept going to other people and I kept trying different positions. I kept looking and Googling different options, and I never gave up. But I also didn't force my son to do things he absolutely couldn't do. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing this for reasons that were beneficial for me. So I knew I had to accept the fact that this was challenging, that, you know, I needed to make a decision about if this isn't going to work, if this tongue tie that I knew, this tongue release that I knew was happening in a couple of days, if I knew this wasn't going to work, then we were just going to go and I would have to either have to figure out how to exclusively pump, or I was going to have to give him formula. And I was like, I think I can make that decision once this last little piece of hope is gone. Like, if that's what I have to do, I'll figure out how to process it. But right now, we're just going to keep going and we're not going to introduce formula. And that's just, like, I'm going to accept where I'm at as, like, this is the facts. This is the emotions I'm going to have to sort through. And that was really helpful. And I think I've said this in numerous times on this podcast. I currently now use Corinne Trapp. She calls it the four N's. And this is basically what I did back then, was that I looked at it and I normalized what was going on. Like, I looked at what was going on. I normalized why I felt like I felt, what was normal about why I was overwhelmed, what was normal about why I was feeling the way I felt. And then I looked at facts of, like, what is actually happening? What are my choices? And what choices do I have? How can I change this moving forward? The second thing I did was give myself space to cry. You know, this wasn't the journey I wanted. Shane has joined us. This wasn't the journey I wanted. This wasn't the way I wanted this to go. And so I had to give myself the moment to just breathe and be okay with not liking what was happening. And I did practical things. I did the very practical things. I talked to a lactation consultant. She was someone that would come into your home and instruct and help you and get, like, specific feedback on how I was nursing, how I was holding him, look at his latch, look at whether, like, pre and post weights, decide to look at how much he was getting and how much I was actually to get transferred to him. And then she helped me with bottle feeding and all that stuff. And then I drank enough water. I made sure I pumped regularly. I was pumping very, very often, every 3 hours on a minimum. Every 3 hours, I was up and pumping. I didn't have to pump very long. I pumped maybe 15, 20 minutes. Most of the time, sometimes I did only 5 because I would get enough milk and I'd be like, it's fine. I'd have enough food, enough protein. I would make sure that I was, like, taking care of my hygiene and being present with myself. I was making sure that he was stimulating my nipples as well as having the pump work as well, so that my body was just constantly getting signals, keep making milk, keep making milk, keep making milk. And yes, I created an oversupply and I don't recommend that, but I think that I was creating the oversupply to help me handle the stress of the fact that I didn't know if I was going to make enough for him. So I was okay with that because of the situation I was in. And I knew myself, being a naturopath, I knew how to regulate my supply later on. So I want to give this, like, huge caveat here, is that if you are having a lower supply and you think that you're not making enough, that's, like, the number one way for you to make more is to stimulate yourself to make more. Like, you have to make more. But it is also important to know that an oversupply is not a blessing. It is an oversupply. It's too much, and it can cause more issues down the line, increased risk for mastitis, more of a chance for you to have clots. Also, it's very, very, very messy, so I don't recommend it. But if you need to increase supply, making sure you're hydrated, making sure you're getting enough nutrients, like taking your postnatal, making sure that you are having enough protein and things to keep up your caloric intake to be able to produce enough protein for your baby in the milk. Having a well-balanced nutrition is helpful. Stimulating your nipples as well as pumping, and pumping effectively with the appropriate parts, a hospital grade pump, not a hands-free pump that you put in your bra. Like, that is a supplement to a hospital grade pump that will actually stimulate enough to get it out of your nipples. And also will say that a pump is nowhere near as efficient at extracting milk as a baby. Like, they're going to be able to take it out of you far more than you'll be able to ever pump. And then finally, the last thing is breathe. Stress is actually one of the number one ways you inhibit oxytocin from being secreted. And oxytocin is what releases milk from the tissues. It's what gives you that letdown feeling, the tingly sensation you get in your breasts when you are having milk released. And so if you are having more stress about this, it's going to inhibit that. It's going to make it harder. Plus, you being stressed puts you and gives you nonverbal cues to your baby that you're stressed, and they're going to pick up on it, and they're going to have increased stress, and then they're not going to be able to relax and rest and digest and eat. So it's really important that you start to meditate. I started to meditate during this part of the day, made sure I took breathing exercises, and worked really hard at adjusting my thought processes so that I could feel a little bit more at ease when I was nursing. So I really hope this helped you. I hope this gave you some practical advice on how to get down to figuring out what is causing you to not have a supply or not be able to latch, but then also give yourself some grace. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you are looking to get more information about my one-to-one coaching program on how to prepare yourself as a mom and also survive postpartum, I really cannot wait to get to know more about you and figure out if we're a great fit. So email me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com, and I can't wait to hear more. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if so, could you take a second and share it with a friend or a family member who is going through the chaos of postpartum as well? And if you have 30 seconds, can you go to Apple Podcast and write a short written review? I'd love to read how this show is helping you thrive in postpartum. And finally, I really want to give you that quick reminder that it is absolutely okay to set that crying baby down and go take a shower or do something for yourself today. And I can't wait to see you next time on the New Mom Naturopath Podcast.